This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
So Karen Reed set to start the trial on April 1st, but yesterday in federal court asked for murder charges to be thrown out. Our good friend Emily D. Baker was covering it. She live streams it on YouTube. You can check her out on the Law Nerd app. I didn't get to see it live because I was watching Mayor Michelle Wu being peppered with all these questions about illegal immigrants. But I went back and watched a little bit of it last night, Emily. And I think you said at one point, I don't want to misquote you, but what would you do at this point if you were the prosecutor? Tell everybody what you said.
Well, I said if I was a prosecutor on this case, it wouldn't still be going forward. But I've said that since before everything we learned yesterday. So yesterday's revelations just doubled down that feeling for me.
Can you tell us sort of what happened yesterday? Because it's confusing. And can you just lay it out for me like I'm five?
A lot happened yesterday. So first, the defense was in federal court arguing their habeas petition about whether or not there is a violation of Karen Reed's right against double jeopardy. That happened in federal court. Then they went to state court. In state court, they're arguing the motion to dismiss. The main argument is over videos that were withheld from the defense. And I don't say alleged anymore because the prosecution admitted that those videos were withheld from the defense. The large issue is that there isn't a lot of information around how the videos got taken off of the DVR system at Canton Police, when that happened, who did that, how many videos, and the information keeps coming out. There are discovery deadlines in cases. All of this should have been turned over before the first trial. It not being turned over is a discovery violation at a minimum, but is it also larger violations that require the court to get dismissed is what the judge now has to decide.
Yeah, and basically Karen Reed is, you know, alleging that she's being framed and that she just dropped off Officer O'Keefe at home and that something nefarious happened that she had nothing to do with. And whether whether it's true or not, the way they have just
the whole thing just seems quite
screwed up. Yeah,
you know, both sides,
all of the
everything.
Evidence, everything, and it's sad we may never know the truth because it's just been such a mess.
It's really a frustrating case to watch play out because these types of discovery issues should not happen. But like we saw in the Rust case and in the Alec Baldwin case, if there are discovery violations like this that involve exculpatory evidence, it can get the case dismissed, which is irrelevant to how much evidence there may or may not be as to guilt or innocence. The violations can cause the case to get dismissed. I don't think this judge is going to dismiss the case outright, but I do hope there's an evidentiary hearing, which is a possibility, to bring everybody in and sit them down and say, did you download these videos? I need you to explain. So I think we might see another part of this, but even Hank Brennan's demeanor in court yesterday was very different in having to say, this is the timeline of how bad this is. And I think that when you have notes back and forth about videos that aren't being given to the defense, where the chief of police is saying in a note to others, LOL, it's not tampered with, it shows a lack of seriousness about the allegations here. And I think there's a frustration on both sides in court and a clear frustration from the public of wanting there to be answers here. And that is what everyone deserves.
And I was looking, too, yesterday at your numbers on your video when you're covering the Karen retrial, and they are still ridiculous. People cannot get enough of this case.
Do you think it's going to go? Are we going to start trial when we're supposed to start trial? Do you think it's going to happen?
Right now, they are speeding towards trial, but there are still a lot of really necessary motions to come. And I still don't know from court yesterday. I don't even know if the prosecutor knows from videos yesterday or from testimony yesterday if the videos are still all turned over. And the prosecution team said repeatedly that law enforcement kept these videos from them as well. But even if that's true, it doesn't change that they have to go to the defense once law enforcement has them. But the judge is also really unhappy with this defense team and came in really hot with them about representations they made on the record. So the tension in the courtroom is ramping up.
Yeah, that's going back to, you know, they didn't, did they identify that they were paying expert witnesses or not?
There's so much that went wrong.
Right.
So, well, we will be watching you watch it. And we're grateful.
Yes.
It's gotten very contentious. I think it probably still will start, but we've got a long way to go. But this is trials going into a second trial should not have this much new evidence. This all should have been turned over. And it seems that the prosecution has brought in a number of new experts and witnesses. So trial two is going to be very different than trial one. I just hope we don't talk about snow as much, because I think that's improving.
All right. Thank you, Emily. It was good to talk to you. We'll talk to you soon.
Thank you.
Thank you both. Take care.
All right. Bye-bye. Find Emily D. Baker on YouTube. You can find her through the Law Nerd app as well. It's Carson and Kennedy on Mix.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.